in, of, and through Christ. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. John 14, verse 20. There is one phrase in the New Testament that is highly significant for all believers. It's a prepositional phrase or expression that deals with position, place, and purpose. It is a term that the Apostle Paul has adopted as his own peculiar trademark. It is the little group of words in Christ, in Him, in Christ Jesus. It is also found in the phrases in whom, by whom, and of whom. For the believer, the meaning behind this phrase is perhaps one of the most precious. This little, almost insignificant term cradles in its arms a most powerful meaning. In Christ indicates a close, intimate, living union with our resurrected Saviour, Jesus. In Christ is a positional truth that is found in Scripture and applied to all Christians. All believers, whether young or old, male or female, Jew or Gentile, all are in Him. Whatever people group, both bond or free, new or seasoned saints, all are in Christ. It was Jesus who told his disciples of the forthcoming union with himself. His death was drawing close, and the disciples were confused, confounded, afraid. They knew that some significant event was looming, and they knew not what it was. The Passover supper was eaten, feet washed, and Calvary's cross loomed ever closer. But he told them of a coming day when the Spirit would be sent to indwell them. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. The disciples knew of the Holy Spirit of God, who empowered prophets and kings. They knew of the glory of the Lord which filled the temple before its departure. But the indwelling Spirit of God within was an entirely new and puzzling concept. In past days, God's Spirit was sent to certain individuals to anoint and to empower. But he also withdrew when his work was completed, or due to sin. Bezalel was divinely empowered to do artistic work in the tabernacle of God. We read in Exodus 31, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship to design artistic work for the tabernacle. In Psalm 51, we read that the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and David earnestly prayed to the Lord, Do not cast me from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Yet the Holy Spirit is given to us as an indwelling reality, ye in me and I in you. Our body is the residence of the permanently indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Christ told us that the Spirit would be sent to live within all church-age believers. Christ himself prophesied of this positional truth as a new, future, and unique event. Paul was appointed to be the apostle to declare this new and wonderful positional truth. Paul's writings are flooded with this glorious positional truth of our unity with Christ. Our personal identity in Christ, and He in us, is the most stunning church-age reality. And not one believer should be uninformed about this amazing, beautiful privilege. Sometimes we discover that things are through him, with him, of him, or by him. But our position in Christ is the most important truth Christians should understand. Over 160 times, Paul directs and redirects our attention to this vital positional truth. And when the Spirit of God grabs our attention so unmistakably, we should listen. This isn't a nice little emotional feeling of inner warmth or some physical experience. This is scriptural truth. It is a fact from the Word of God. This is God's gift to us. As believers, we are going to spend eternity with our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Let us unhesitatingly familiarise ourselves with all that it means to be in Christ.